First, I want to thank everyone for coming. I did not expect that there would be such an island. I hope it should be a sign of a good Kabbalah Satara for the year to come. Thank you. And so I want to tell you a Shaila and what it has to do with the Taisis on this army. Okay. That's the phone, I think. Oh. Okay. This begins, I was talking to Ravelsky at a chuppah probably 6 or 7 years ago. I was learning Hilchos Yai Nesach. And Ravelsky told me about a Shaila, which I may have mentioned, I don't remember if I mentioned it here. When the dump trucks go from the vineyard to the Kedem factory, that they load up the dump trucks with grapes and they drive. And when they get to the factory, there's a dump truck that dumps it out. Now, I understand there was an audio-visual presentation. I don't know if it showed this part at the Hakel. But the dump truck dumps it out onto a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt takes the grapes up to the third story of a factory, and it goes on the way down. It comes down all bottled as grape juice or set to ferment as wine. What's the issue? The issue is that when you fill a dump truck with grapes, by the time you get to where you're going, you have a lot of grape juice on the bottom of the truck. The trucker is a guy, and when he dumps the dump truck, he's pouring the wine. He's basically pouring the grape juice out onto the conveyor belt. Now that conveyor belt, the way I recall Rabelsky describing it, is a slotted conveyor belt. And it's a two-story conveyor belt. So the top level has the grapes, it goes up, and the lower level catches the wine, and it goes to a different, to a different floor, wherever they can use the sort of ready-pressed grape juice. And this is the way it's done. So Rabelsky told me that there's a whole tumult about this Shylov pouring out the dump truck. And Rabelsky said, I hope it's not a problem, and maybe I'll get a chance to explain why. But since there are other who hold it is a problem and you want it to be kosher for everybody, so we made a pshara. The mashgiach comes and he puts his hand on the dump truck lever together with the truck driver, and they do it together, so the yid is helping along with it. So the yid is also doing the pouring. So this is the story that he told me. And fine. So that year, maybe it was the following year, Shavuos by night, the second night Shavuos, I give a shiur. Now, the first night Shavuos, it takes me a long time to prepare. It's very hard to figure out how much material you need for 4.5 hours. You never know how many people are going to get up and make jokes or comments. So I usually over-prepare for the first night, and I worry about the second night. So came the second night, I figured I'd just talk about something I'm learning. I was learning about the Yai Nesach. So I got up here and I spoke about Hilchos Yayin Nesach. So I mentioned this need. So there was a fellow sitting in the back. I was in this room. He was sitting in the back. He raises his hand. He stands up. He says, I'm a mashgiach for wine. And I do it with the dump truck. He got up. He told me which hechsher. It's a good hechsher. But he says, you should know, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, it's not like little kids play with dump trucks. It's very easy. He said, if you don't know how to control a dump truck dumper, you know, you can't do anything. So my hand is there, but it's really, I'm doing very little. It's the truck driver who's doing everything. He said, you know, it's on his conscience that it is that way. So that's what he told me. So this was the second day Shavuos. But, so, what do I know? It's 5 years later. So today, I sit down with Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Amud Aleph. I figured we might have a mezumin here tonight, or maybe a minyan. So I should learn it. So I'm learning Daf Samach, and I get to Taisus. So Taisus talks about this Shaila, about pouring, a guy and a yid pouring together. So Taisus says, that when they do it together, Taiva Dovash Yisayeya Yisrael Imai V'Kechavim L'Galgal, it's talking about squeezing out the grapes. He says a Jew and guy should do it together. And Tosfos says, "Be'inon shei gam Yisrael yavada yochel hashbila." It has to be the Jew could do it by himself. If the yid is the ene yochel, then it doesn't help that he's doing it together with the guy. He brings some himself to Shabbos. He needs zay yochel v'zay yochel. If it's zay yochel v'zay ene yochel, it's no good. So this Taisis seems to confirm my fears. Now what this guy said, that he's Eini Yachol, so why does it help?
Okay.
So she is Sayeya. Toshi is Sayeya.
So that seems that he doesn't have to be there. He's just a helper.
You see, the problem is the next line, if the Tais says, Tevedo Say Yisrael, Tais says, Beina Shegam Yisrael of Adi Yachal Ashmila.
Yeah. Beina Yachal is not what here. If somebody physically cannot do it, no matter how much you try, it couldn't go down. So, Hada, if a guy helped him, it could very well be that he's done.
So what you're saying is he really strong enough to dump it. He's just skilled to aim it exactly into the thing, but he's really strong enough to do it. Okay.
But he's not in the
cloud of Ain Yachal. Yeah, I have a Taina. It might be a Taina. Okay. I'll tell you, I have a better Teretz. Teretz is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like Taisus. But it's very confusing. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Ina Yachal, it's also good. Actually, I made some copies here. In the Shulchan Aruch, it paskins not like Taisvis. It brings a Rashman Aran. It says B'di'evet, but Lamaisa, it says even if the Yid is Ina Yachal and the guy is Yachal, that's good enough. What's the logic to that? So the Shach quotes the Rashba, which is brought here as well. So the Rashba says something is very fascinating. He says, when the Yid is Eini Yachol, so let's say he's doing 25%. He can do 25%. The guy is Yachol. So you're answering, so you say the guy's doing the whole thing. The Yid's not adding anything. So the Rashba's lashon is, why put the Yid's 25% at the end? Put the Yid's 25% at the beginning. That he's doing 25%, the guy is finished. Lama nasas ha'akum ikur v'Yisrael misayaya. Ad rabba, nasi Yisrael ikur, v'akum misayaya. Maybe the Yid is doing the 25% first, and he's doing the rest of it later. That's hard to understand the logic of it, but that's what he says. So in this Sefer, he says, I don't understand. It's not a suffix. Who did it? He did it together. So it needs some sort of a hezber. Why the Yid is Eini Yachol, the Yid is, the guy is Yachol, why it should be enough?
In the case of this Mashiach, he didn't put his hand on top of the driver's hand.
Right.
Would it still be accomplished?
Yes. The driver can do it himself.
So therefore, he really didn't do anything.
Yeah. So that's his tiny. He didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's the result of the action that the driver did would have resulted in the one being for that.
You're saying, did the driver expend that much energy, or did he do less energy because of him? Maybe that's what the Rashba means. But you're saying, David?
Practically speaking, when you're dumping something on a conveyor belt, everyone knows, the more you put in, at a certain point, they will be happy, and you just going to put it on the floor wherever it's not supposed to go.
So that's why you have to know how to tilt it.
It's a problem. So wouldn't the better, how often practice be to train you?
To train Yidden to dump the dump truck. That'll be the best thing, for sure.
To drive it and dump it.
Well, you don't have to drive it, because the other guy drives it. That's a big deal. I'm telling you, I think I have a good terrence. See, bleib schwer. This, I'm telling you, you tell me if it's a dimion or not, because there's another place where it says the same thing, and the matzmiya, the same tmiya, and it's in Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you where it is. It's really two places, but I'll read you one. In Hilchas Bishul Akum, in Kufya Gimel Sivav, this reminds me of this. It says, Kol Shebishlo Yisrael Ma'at Bishulai. You have a burger on a grill. You're barbecuing. The Yid did a little bit of the cooking, Bein B'tchila Bein B'saif, whether at the beginning or at the end, Mutter. Lefikach HaMinyecha V'kechavim Basar, Agabi Ya'esh, Mamish, a barbecue. V'havach Yisrael b'basar v'higis b'kdeira, and he stirred it or he turned it over. Oshigis Yisrael v'gamra v'kechavim mutter. Afilu loy hayim izbashel b'loy siyo v'kechavim. Even if the Yid is Eina Yachol. Feresh Shulchan Aruch. Even if the Yid is Eina Yachol, what the Yid did in cooking is totally Eina Yachol. And the guy is a Yachol. By Bishol Akum is good enough. So the Shach says, He has the same type of kasha. He asks, why is no makari shas for it? Ad the rabba, in the sugyas of Ishalakam, it says exactly the opposite, that if the yid was a ena yachal, it doesn't count. The shach is matzmiya. It's a very unique shach. The shach brings that in this din, we're not loyal like the Ba'afi. We're not like the Yerushalmi. Like the Minigari, he calls it a Sefer Minigari Eretz Yisrael. In the dinim of Bishul Akum, we're not noyig, we're noyig two kulas. This kula, that of a yid, grilled it a little bit or just stirred the pot, it's good enough. And the other better known kula, that when you have an oven, if a yid throws in just one little piece of wood, it's any yachal. The guy put in tons of wood, it's yachal. And yid throws in one piece of wood, so it's any yachal, it's a yachal. And tell you, and the Shach says, according to Dina de Bavli, it should be Aser. It should be Aser. Gam chitoi v'kisim Aser medina de Shas. According to our Shas, it's Aser. D'loi mispasho v'loi siyo v'kechon. The yid is in the yachol. Afilu hachi anumatirin. The kaimalan. Ki hechi de mahani kisim. Just for throwing in a piece of wood helps. La'el, kufyud beis. Hu adim bishloi v'kechonim. It also helps. And he says, very unusual, the samchina na mashikasa b'chalufei minhagim b'ebnei Eretz Yisrael b'nei Bavel the mahani. And that's what he says. He paskins that it's mutter.
Is this for Ashkenazim and
Sfarim? It's certainly for Ashkenazim. Because the Mechaber seems to say it also, the Ramai is the words, afilu lohei mizbasho b'lois yoyevi kechab. Here the Yid is putting it on the fire. Just the amount he's putting on the fire wouldn't be mizbasho. So I don't know. For Ashkenazim, it's for sure good. So we have here a unique thing, but Lagabe Bishalakum, Afiyasakum, that even if the Yid contributes to any Yachol part, that's good enough also. So it's Yitachin that what it says here, Kufchav Hei, based on the Rajba, I didn't look up the Rajba in Taras Habayis, it would say it's Minhag Eretz Yisrael, be even nicer, right? If you attribute it to Minhag Eretz Yisrael. But what he's saying over here, it could be it's the same idea that it's enough. What? Okay, so that's a good question. I'll answer that in a second. I just want to tell you, the Shach's Lashon is that. The Shas Loshen involved, it's a little twisted in the language, is that it's not nicker that the guy is doing it. He is Messiah, yeah, it's enough that it's nicker, which is by Bishul Akum the same type of heter. So I'm stalling to the two of them, and I think maybe, and he's a little more Ian, but maybe that's the dimion of the two, that they're both Osir, and the truth is, by pouring wine, it's really only Osat's Chasnus. We had it in the Gemara before. That for an Avodah Zarah, they're only Mishachshech, not in front of the Avodah Zarah. Pouring by wine, the Gemara said the previous blot, the previous Amid, that pouring, not in front of Avodah Zarah, they don't pour the Shem Avodah Zarah, that's Mishachshech. So it's really a Chasnus Dikadin also, just like Bishul Akum. And it's Yitachin that it's the same thing. Now, Eli's asking, but it says it's only Mutter B'di'evet, and not Lechatchila. So here, in the case of the dump truck, there's really a big tziruf to be mekel. Rebelski held that's mutter meker adin. Why? The halacha is, and we had this in the beginning of Yayin Nesach, right? We said the wine is pressed up on top, then it runs down into the bottom storage hole. So we said that as long as the wine is in the top, until it runs, it doesn't have a din of yayin for Yayin Nesach. Even if a guy is deliberately mishachshich there, it doesn't have a din, certainly not the gzer of Yayin Nesach, doesn't apply. It's only when it runs, when it at least begins to run, that's when it's awesome. So I think Rebelski was saying that by the dump truck, the guy is dumping it, his kayak is pouring it out from the top part. Now, at what moment does the wine get separated from the grapes? It's a little hard to say. I imagine the grape juice pours out first. But I think that was Rebelski's tziruf, that it's not really, the grape juice that he's pouring is still mixed with the grapes. Of course, it becomes separated from the grapes, but maybe that's what he meant as a tziruf. But with a tziruf, that's the reason here to be mekel. But one way or the other, however we explain it, I'm spending my kaiach trying to explain it, the halacha, that at least, like you say, at least b'di'evet, is that it's good, and it's just fascinating. You know, you hit a shaila, a dump truck, you don't know where to look. If you learn the sugyas, eventually you bump into something that gives you a little bit of a pesach. I'd like, at some point, the idea of the machines and the factories where they push buttons and they cause wine to be pressed is also tali in this Gemara and Taisvis. If kaichai and kaichai is aser, so I don't know, maybe a different time we'll get back to it. As a matter of fact, by the machine matzis, when they talk about whether it's considered Maisa Adam, I believe that they bring this Gemara when you have machines that squeeze grapes, what the din is. So, thank you everybody for coming, and it should be the Kabbalah Satira should last all year. I assume everyone's having Marav tonight, right?
I walked to
the company is when something malfunctions.